At the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady is the Actors Gang, which is Tim Robbins' North American tour of his play, The New Colossus. And today, we're lucky enough to have with us Mary Eileen O'Donnell, who is one of the members of the cast of this magnificent performance. And the greatest surprise is that she's a local lady. She was born here in Troy. So hello, Mary Eileen O'Donnell.
Freya, hi.
So it's so nice to have you here. Production is currently at Proctor's in Schenectady, and it's on February 7th and 8th. It's on at Proctor's in Schenectady, The New Colossus. You want to give us a little bit of information about the production?
Oh, sure, sure. This play is basically the story of 12 of these actors' ancestors. It's told in 12 languages in 12 different eras. They're all woven together into a single narrative about escaping an oppressive homeland and going to some place where life will be better. So it's sort of refugee and immigrant stories. And it's directed by Tim Robbins and has live music, poetry. Tim likes to call it actually a movement piece.
Yeah.
And it's like an homage to the strength and the dignity of the immigrants and refugees who risk everything to find a better life, because people don't want to leave their homeland. Nobody wants to leave home to go someplace new and start again. So it's a movement piece, and it has many languages, but whenever we speak in a foreign language, there are super titles.
But there are 12 actors, each representing their family stories. And from there's a Vietnamese, there's a Hungarian, there's a Malaysian, there's a Jewish woman who escaped the Nazis, there's Mexican women, there's all sorts of people involved with their particular stories, if I'm not even correct, starting with a slave from 1860-something, yeah?
Yes, a formerly enslaved woman running from the KKK death squads, more or less, an oppression from the South, and running, making a run for the North to where her actual family ended up, which was in Illinois,
and
Rockford,
these,
Illinois.
These are based on family stories. So everyone who's in the production actually wrote their own script. Is that right?
It's true. And there are two people who are playing characters in the play that aren't themselves.
Right.
The Turkish gentleman is playing a friend, and my character is based on historical research. My ancestry going back is Irish, but I chose to, I actually went to Tim and I said, Tim, I've been playing this Irish immigrant, because we've workshopped a lot. I said, I'm just kind of bored with my own story. And he said, well, you speak German. I said, yes, but we already have a German Jew. He said, well, who says you have to be Jewish? So that made me think, and I went, there could be a different story. Because a lot of people came into this country with maybe stories that weren't quite true. And that's what I'm playing.
Someone whose story isn't quite true, is that it?
Her story isn't quite true, and she's not really escaping oppression.
Ah, interesting.
Let's just say that she was the oppressor.
Right.
But that often happens around the world.
Do the characters, even though they come from different eras and different countries, are they all interacting with each other, or is you interact physically, I would imagine, because you're on stage together, but is there any further interaction?
You're correct about that. Because it's basically a movement piece, we are interacting. We're very close and interacting throughout, because it's a matter of survival of a group of people. But we don't understand each other. We don't understand each other's languages. We speak to the audience when we speak about our lives. Some people call that direct address. So we talk to the audience and we say what this thing is. We may say it in English. Mm-hmm. We may say it in Turkish or German or Croatian. But we speak directly to the audience telling our story.
But if it's in a foreign language.
When we talk together, we don't understand each other. Yes. Yeah, and when it's a foreign language, there are subtitles, super titles.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Well, it's really...
But a lot of it's English.
It's really a timely piece right now.
Oh, dear, yes.
And making a political statement, is it?
Well, is it making a political statement? You know, we're living in a very politically overcharged time, and there's a lot of demagoguery in the world, right? Mm. But this really is more holding up a theatrical mirror to us as a nation. Like, who are we? Where did we come from?
So it's a social piece. It's a piece about who we are as Americans.
But who are we as Americans? Who are we as Americans? And Tim Robbins comes out every night after the show and talks to the audience. And he turns the tables and he says, where are you from? And, for example, we just came up from North Carolina. And so many people had ancestors that came over on the Mayflower. I remember turning to an actress, because we, of course, originated this in California. Turning to an actress and saying, wow, there's an awful lot of Mayflower people here. She said, duh, we're on the East Coast. I said, oh, yeah, I guess that's right. So up here, though, you're going to have much, you know, Schenectady area and all of this around here. It's a different migration up here. And it's mm-hmm. going to be, and we have the Underground Railroad up here. So it's going to be a fascinating story from what people will tell us that are attending.
How long has the play been running? Is it a fairly new piece?
We started developing it about 3 years ago during the Syrian refugee crisis. We were just so floored by the deaths on the Mediterranean, just drowning, and how desperate you have to be to get on a boat, a rickety boat, and, you know, to cross the Mediterranean. We were appalled, and we started, you know, a lot of people in our company speak foreign languages. It attracts people from around the world, and we started developing a piece, and then we began to put together like this. And so about 3 years we've been developing it, and we've had different actors in it. Sometimes they're Spanish and sometimes they're, you know, Puerto Rican or
so the stories have changed over the years.
They've for about a year or so, maybe a year and a half, it's been these 12 people.
And how has it been received, let's say, you were in Charlotte, right?
It's amazing. People don't know what to expect. Like, what am I here to see? What is it? And we have live music. We have a cellist, and we have Tim's brother, Dave, is the music director. So there's wonderful music involved in it, too. And it's everything from an Irish folk tune to Bach. You know, it's a wild melange of music in the play. It's been very well received. I think people don't know what they're going to see. And at the end, there's I don't want to say that there's tears, but there are tears at the end. People are usually wiping their faces at the end of the play because they realize, oh, that's us. That's us. That's me.
Isn't it? Or that was my grandmother, or that was mm-hmm. my, yeah, whatever. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, what an experience. After the show, Tim, I must say, everyone, Tim Robbins is the man from Shawshank Redemption and... Gosh, how many of them?
Shawshank Redemption, and he directed Dead Man Walking, right. Which certainly changed my mind about certain things politically.
Yeah,
like the death sentence, and he was known for Bull Durham, and he just recently was in Dark Waters, which is about chemical companies that poison our water and get away with it.
So I'd say he was pretty politically or socially conscious. Let's call it socially conscious.
Yeah. He's always been socially conscious.
But he comes out after the show and does a talk back mm-hmm. with the audience, is that right?
Yes,
and the actors.
Night.
And the actors?
Yeah, we talk too. We've just done a play. So we sit there and we listen to the audience talk.
Mm-hmm.
What is your story? Because we're always fascinated by it. The stories that people want to tell afterwards. And sometimes you're sitting there going, I can't believe this person sitting here in front of me survived that.
Oh, wow.
Or the grandfather survived that. It's fascinating for us to hear real stories from the audience. People sometimes are telling their stories in tears.
Why? So we only have about a minute left. Is there something you'd like to share with us about your life in Troy or the life here coming back?
I was raised in Averill Park, New York, out in Averill Park. And my father owned a liquor store, and my aunt was the postmaster. My mother was the school librarian. I'm actually talking to you right now from a high school friend's house in North Greenbush. My
wonderful.
Friend Mary Pierce Lissler, and we just had a wonderful lunch at her house. And growing up in what we called the foothills of the Berkshires over here, mm-hmm. it's just gorgeous. I think it's God's country. It's beautiful. I love upstate New York. It's I just love this area. It's such a pleasure to be in Proctor's because it's an old vaudeville house and it's been refurbished and it's gorgeous.
It is lovely.
Please come see the play.
Actors. Only Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th of February. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Andrea. All right,
bye.
Take care.